Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And as promised, we have a special guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do. And we're so excited to have our friend, Dr. Kathy Heiser. And we have known Kathy for a very long time. Hate to even admit how long it's been, probably 30 years or so, maybe. It's been a while. And she takes care of all of our fur babies and has done that for years, and we so appreciate that. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today we're going to talk about a new business, kind of, that Kathy's going to start. So you want to tell us a little bit about what you're working on and what your dream is and how we fit into that.
Working on a, well, maybe eventually a you-pick flower garden that you could come out and pick your own, make your own arrangements, potentially. This is the experimental year, so really don't know what's going to happen. But I'm hoping to, this year, provide the flowers to Donna and Julia, and hopefully they will be able to sell them through their mercantile or their delivery service, or maybe even online, who knows. But it'll just kind of test the waters and see if anybody's interested, and we'll kind of go from there.
Oh, I think we already know that there's going to be people that are interested in it, because we've kind of, as we would say, let the cat out of the bag a little, maybe. But yes, we have talked to some of the customers already, and we are so excited to have this service. And I know you've already started planning a few things.
There's a few little babies growing in my sunroom at the moment. Set up a little couple grow stands, and this is all new for me, too. Did grow up with my dad growing lots of stuff, but never really officially did it in a big way. So this is all new for me, learning from Donna, actually.
No, I don't think so.
It's her fault if it doesn't grow.
Well, that's all right. I'll take that responsibility.
So, yeah, the earlier ones are started. They're probably 2 or 3 weeks into it right now. And hopefully going to get stuff in the ground beginning to middle of May, depending on the weather and the rain and whether it gets tilled up in time and all that stuff. So
what made you decide on a flower farm?
I've always liked flowers, and seems like the vegetables are being handled by you guys. So this would be a good complement, I think, to that. I think maybe flowers are easier than vegetables, too. We'll see.
Oh, I disagree with that. That's why I do vegetables. But another kind of cool part of this is that you live just a mile from the farm. So these will be super fresh flowers. Mm-hmm. So it'll be just like the fresh produce that we pick each week. You will have flowers. I don't know if you have any idea about when that...
Probably going to get picked Thursday afternoon if my work schedule stays the same as it is now, or if I really had to get up early on Friday morning. So, yeah, you can't get much fresher than that if you're selling on Friday and Saturday. So
that's very cool. So you will offer like a variety, and then people just pick out what they want, put it together.
I mean, either that or some pre-made ones if they want to just buy a bundle of stuff already made. I don't know what do you think would be a better seller? Are your people creative, or do they want to just take it and run?
I kind of think both.
Yeah,
I'm kind of thinking that people would like both options, And I know we were at a conference, or I think it was a flower show maybe, and there was this really cool, so you know, we have this carrot mobile that we do deliveries, but they had a van and it was set up with fresh flowers, and it was so cool. So
like slide open the doors.
Yeah, they had like these little vases, and you know, you just picked out, you know, whatever you wanted, right, for your bouquet, and it was a certain amount for the bouquet, and I don't know how they packaged that, but I thought that was the coolest idea.
Right. I've seen it where, you know, it's per stem that you pay a certain amount for, or, you know, it's already made up.
Yeah.
So that's really undecided at this point.
Yeah,
so
we'll work out those details. Yeah. And
first, I got to grow something.
Right. Yeah, that's the challenging part of that.
What kind of flowers do you have planted so far?
There's black-eyed Susans. Artemisia, there's globe amaranths. They're these cool little globe-like things. I've got something called Sweet Annie, which is a filler that sort of looks like Queen Anne's lace. Then there is Frosted Explosion, I think.
Ooh,
it was.
I like
so
the
those
name.
Are all the early ones. Then there's going to be zinnias, and there's like three or four kinds of those. Cosmos, daisies, I can't remember. Did a lot of research during the winter looking at which ones sold the best in other people's kind of U-pick places, and also some of those ones that were easier that you didn't have to stake up or really baby, because these girls, they're going to be on their own out there.
That'll fit perfectly with Five Feline Farm, because what we have here has to be tough, because we're not babying stuff.
Right. I was even, you know, not even going to have a fence around it, but my husband talked me into fencing it off. So maybe at least the rabbits will stay out. I don't think we can keep deer out, but, you know, they'll jump the fence if they really want to.
That's true.
Do the deer like flowers then?
I imagine they do, yeah. They like everything. But really, our problem, I think, is more rabbits at this point. We do have every other critter, so there's groundhogs and, you know.
Yeah,
the squirrels have dug up some stuff, and I got to keep the chickens out of it, too, because they're very destructive little things. So.
And that's a cool thing, too, because Kathy also has chickens, so with chickens come eggs. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm super excited about that.
So we get fresh eggs every week, and that is a nice bonus. So it's always good to have friends with chickens. We have a lot of people that say, why don't we have chickens? It's like, because Kathy has chickens.
I'll loan you a few.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you can keep them for yourself.
So maybe your bees will come down and hang out on the flowers.
And I'm sure they will, because it's not that far away, and bees will fly up to 3 miles. So
I've seen them before.
We're within range. Ours have yours. A little FFF on them. If you look closely, and you'll see our logo,
Beatrice.
Two cats. Yes. So you are also a master gardener. So that's kind of how we really got to know each other. Mm-hmm. We knew each other through our cats, but you were also a master gardener. So I think that takes it up a notch,
right,
for, you know, your expertise in growing. And I am so excited to do this. We have a friend that has a flower farm in Iowa, and actually one of the first flower farms that I know about. I think she's probably been in business for about 20 years or so. And she just, it's great. People come and gather bouquets, and I don't know, there's just something very cool about being able to go get your own stuff and choosing what you want. And we've been there to visit a few times, and people come for weddings and all kinds of different things. And, you know, I don't know.
It just evolves, yeah.
It does, yeah. And so I'm really excited to have that as a service that we offer, because I am not going to do that. No way. Not interested in it. So I'll manage the vegetable part. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be a service that our customers are going to love, because I'm a person that will go buy bouquets. I buy bouquets at even grocery stores. I would much rather buy from a local grower, because I know you're not going to be spraying junk and stuff on them.
Right.
So do you have anything you want to add to that? Probably like late summer, you think we'll be able to start?
Yeah, when will the first
one? Yeah, because I have no clue.
Maybe end of June.
Oh, okay. Maybe. So this could possibly be an add-on to, we have a garden bag delivery service that we're going to start in June,
right.
Like the third week. So that could be an add-on.
They could, get and the deluxe bag.
Yeah, so they could get the deluxe bag, get produce, and a fresh bouquet. Now, how cool would that
right.
be? So we'll have those available. And as we get more details, and, you know, it's just like vegetables. We have to see what we get every year. And when we get that, we will get that advertised in social media everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those cool places.
Right. If you have crafty people, I did see one. It's based out of northern Indiana. And it's a family thing where they started small and each year keep getting bigger and bigger. And now they have food trucks come out and they have different things. But one of their friends makes, I think they use probably canning jars or something, but they decorate the outside of them in various ways, decoupage them and different things for different holidays. They'll have different themes, and the people can then buy one of those to put their flowers in and take them home. So,
yes.
You know, another person's getting to make their
Well, we have
art.
A lot of talented friends, so that mm-hmm. might be something. Yeah. If you're not interested in doing
no,
that.
No, I'm not interested in
okay.
that.
Okay. I was going
to
say, we'll offer
it
to you first, but I know that we have other friends and maybe some of our other vendors that are very artistic.
Right.
And we have canning jars. And we have big canning jars. And the little ones we use for jam. So, but yeah, that might be something to think about down the road. So very
cool.
So if cool.
there's a listener listening that's a crafty
yeah.
person, get a hold of one of these two
yeah.
ladies.
Hit us up. And we might see if we can't put these things together and just offer, take it up even another notch. So thank
okay.
you, Kathy, for joining us today. And we're really looking forward to having the flowers at the farm. And we
Let's
will
hope
let
the
people...
weather cooperates. And
I know. Yeah, it looks like it's getting ready
going.
To rain again. So, you know, it is that time of the year. We're almost at April. So by the time this airs, it will be April and probably be raining. So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.